This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Boom! B-52s and Love Shack starting us off on this Tuesday, 5th of November. Remember the 5th of November.
You don't have... Oh, you do? I thought you didn't have me mic on for a second.
I do.
Oh, I just thought it was because I was talking to myself. You obviously put me up a little bit later. But can I just say, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, Sick Day McKay! He's back!
I'm back in action.
You're back! You never... That's the first time in the 5 years I've been here, I think you've taken a sickie.
Wasn't this? It was sicky. It was a drink. Oh. A drink day.
Oh, so you're being honest for a change.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was no. The illness would have followed.
So it was. It was a sicky drinky.
I called it on the day of it. You know.
It's
like calling it before you got a cold or something.
There you go. Right. Yeah.
Oh no. It was a full blown. I'm. You know.
Having a party.
I wouldn't like to indulge in the exact details because you know naturally everybody should drink responsibly.
Yeah, shouldn't out of a cup by all accounts. Out of the local Junior B Championship Cup.
Junior A.
Oh, Junior A. Jesus, I apologise. We had great crack in here yesterday because came in and of course Mike was going, yeah, he's out doing the party with the GAA club. And I was like, yeah, he's gone off on what he was saying during the week. And Mike's going, I didn't know he was that into the local GAA scene. He couldn't give a fart. He was just a party was happening. He was there. There's going to be a buzz in the town.
I'd
be buzzing around the town.
The local.
Yeah, you'd have to get involved.
Village. My God, you'd have to. I think it was, God, it'd be a queer few years, I'd say, since they had anything like that to celebrate.
Probably 1,000 years, is it?
No, 2001, actually.
Oh, right.
But it's a lot.
Sorry, round stone. I don't mean to knock you.
Round wood. That was great. It's good stuff. It was
not fair play.
First time I've ever been in the county grounds in Ockram, Wicklow's county grounds.
First time. There you go, Mike. That's how into it he is.
Yeah. Sure, why would I have to go to a Wicklow county ground
to watch rounds?
They don't play there. That's where the Wicklow county team play.
See, shows what you know.
Do you know anything about GA at all?
Well, nobody knows about Wicklow GAA. Come on now, give me a break. You're the only one that knows about that. And it was great. So fair play to you. You had the day. It looked like it was great bit of crack.
It was deadly. Yeah. It was good crack. Went along and saw it and then went in the on the sesh.
I do love the Irish tradition of having us up from the cup. I do.
It is a great thing. And that'll go, like, they were out again last night. I saw pictures.
They'll be out.
I think the chairman of the club said to them, don't go home till Thursday. great.
That's great.
Anyway, so we're back in action. And of course, God, I tell you something, we can't really go much further without mentioning poor Gabo. Because that happened after you would have finished on air yesterday.
I was, I was driving down the road yesterday and then Elaine gave me a call and goes, you know the way I thought, Gabo, something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
And she goes, Gabo's dead. I was like, no, Gabo, what?
Yeah.
It is
notifications came up on the phone and then the Twitter started and all that sort of carry on.
What a legend. What an absolute complete and utter legend.
And I'm sure you'd have met him a couple of times.
Once. I only ever met him one time.
Just one time,
yeah. And he was absolutely really, really nice to me as well. Really nice to me. I think Mike said it best. Out of all the tributes I've been listening to on the radio and watching on the TV, I think Mike said it really best, to be honest. That he was the voice of our generation, the soundtrack of our lives.
But
he bridged the gap of two very different Irelands.
Yeah, he really did.
The Ireland of the 70s and 80s. If you weren't around for that, if you don't remember that, you've no idea.
Yeah.
What it was like and how different it was to the Ireland now.
And
he bridged that gap.
The stuff that would have appeared on the Late Late Show, I mean, to young people now would be hilarious. Bishops getting all upset and all.
You're screaming from the pulpit and all that sort of stuff. Like, literally, the Sunday Mass, you're screaming from the pulpit. And then on the other side of things, all the, you know, even then, the left wingers screaming and roaring about him. Like, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah.
If the extremists on both ends don't like you.
He said that you weren't doing your job properly unless you were getting into trouble.
Well, there you go,
which means you do an exceptional job, may I just say.
Yeah, but I'm not saying anything. You know. I'll just try to have the crack.
And the thing, unquestionably the greatest. I mean, unquestionably the greatest.
I honestly, the greatest ever.
Yeah.
The United States, Britain, all of them put together. Mm. Nobody was able to cast that sort of spell over a nation.
Incredible.
Over any nation.
And almost 60 years of broadcasting.
Unbelievable. Absolutely
incredible
unbelievable.
Stuff.
This is what it's going to be today, I suppose. It's
yeah,
going
well,
to be
the
gay
front
porn
pages, naturally, his picture's all over the front pages. There'll be tributes, and rightly so. I mean,
And the big special tonight, then. The big Late Late Show special is on tonight as well.
Yeah.
That's how I don't know.
It was a sad day. It was a sad day. No two ways about it. Queen, I Want to Break Free here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. I think there's still a bit of recovery going on.
Oh, I think there is. Yeah, we're just getting the rundown of Jim's schedule over the last couple of days. Oh my God. Basically, well, 24 hours of us were going mad and the other 24 hours were screaming for help.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I love this text from Dan in Cork. It's brilliant. Last time Jim pulled a sickie, he had to send a pigeon to let him know he wasn't coming in to work.
Took ages that day.
Yeah, and to be fair, Jim, you never do it. You never do it.
I never, not if I can avoid it, no. But, well, you know what I mean, special occasions.
Yeah,
special
I know, occasion. Yeah. I definitely, yeah, but it's rare, like,
rare,
it's the first special occasion you've had since I've met you.
Imagine that, first thing you've had to celebrate in 5 years. Ah, yeah, what an exciting life you lead,
Jim. Tell you something, 5 years, Jim goes off on one. Like, I know, like, you've seen an Olympics and a World Cup in the meantime.
Yeah.
In fact, you've seen two of one. But,
yeah, I mean, literally... Ophelia couldn't stop me coming in.
He goes on a mad one. A mad one.
Anyway. Right. Come here, we'll do
that's why it was raining all day yesterday. Yeah.
Speaking of days off, are you still winning them?
Yeah, you believe it or not.
Did you win one yesterday?
It doesn't count, though.
Why?
I think, you know what I mean? I think it was a mixture of me giving Mike grief for never helping me enough on his rules and him... sort of softening his cough a little when he was in control of the starship over there.
Right.
And between the two of us, we both managed to subconsciously cheat our way to a day off. So we decided that we should gift it to you so you don't lose a day off your holidays. That's the way it went. We made that decision.
Right. Very good.
That we're going to give it to you.
That's very kind. That's very kind of you. Right. Well, listen, you could have a good old show at these, although there's a couple of right oldies in here, right? A couple of real... genuine oldies.
Oh, right. So, yeah.
But we won't start with them. We'll start with the lovely-headed Grainne Shoiga.
Oh, Grainne Shoiga.
Yeah.
She's dead on. Do you know that?
Yeah.
I met her a few times. She's really sound.
I was at her wedding, believe it or not.
You were not, were you?
I was, yeah. Now,
it wasn't
because she's since
5 years ago yesterday.
No, because she's since separated, you know, from that person whose wedding I was at.
Oh.
We don't talk about it much.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Right. But anyway.
Oh, right. So the fella she's with now is our second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big lad, I was going to say.
Big lad.
Our second big lad.
And by all accounts, he's quite tall.
He is quite tall. I saw him on the Living with Lucy show that she was on.
Is he a former rugby player or something? Was he? Or?
Something like that,
yeah.
You'd know to look at him. He's got that South African head.
Yeah.
Where it looks like a brick a child drew a face on. You know that?
Yeah.
With
he looks like one of those things off Easter Island.
Yeah, he does. He does.
One of those stone carvings.
Yeah, he does. He does. But you were looking at the show. If you watched it on TV, Living with Lucy.
Yeah.
And she was on that now. They were walking around the house. And she goes, here's me husband now. And he's like, hello. It's nice to meet you. Come inside. I promise not to eat the two of you with some fruit.
And she lives in South Africa now.
She lives over there now, yeah. She's a whole new life, in fairness to her. She's remodeled and redesigned her entire life.
She used to have a house just up from Kilmack on the way up to Roundwood.
Oh, did she, right?
Yeah. She had her house in there. You know who else used to be in there as well? Dermot Gavin.
Yeah.
The fancy gardener.
He was living in our house as well.
No, in that area. Kind of like Rocky Valley there, up from Kilmack.
Oh God, yes, you saw hide up there eventually.
Well, you know what I mean. It's the draw. You know, you need sometimes, PJ. You need to get away from the bright lights.
Obviously, yeah. I wonder when I'll get the invite. I gotta say, Grainne Shoiga is 45.
Not bad at all. I was about to sort of throw you a bone with, like, not far off your own age, but 46.
All right, okay.
Not bad.
Happy
not
very bad birthday, Grainne.
Right, we're into getting some of the oldies, right? Now, I know the old, horse racing isn't your main forte.
Oh, stop.
But we are going back to a time when everybody knew this bloke's name, right?
Really?
Lester Piggott.
Lester Piggott. I do know Lester Piggott is.
And if you didn't know him for riding around on horses,
you knew him for...
you knew him from knowing how to deal with the tax man.
Yeah, riding around his taxes. That was his thing, wasn't it?
He was. He was a bit of a tax expert.
Well,
he wasn't that much of an expert, actually.
Yeah, he was an expert in the same way that the Krays were an expert sort of thing. Do you know that way? Yeah.
And of course, his young one is young.
His young one, yeah. What age is she now?
Oh, sorry, anyway. And Tracy, of course. Tracy, now.
You know Lester Piggott's young one. She's like, am I ever going to get past that? Yeah, I know. But she's brilliant, actually. She does all the horse racing now as well, doesn't
absolutely.
She? And
well,
the dog show, Crufts and everything, sure.
So does she do that as well?
She does. She absolutely does, yeah.
Ah, well then. Have you ever met her at a dog show?
No, and I'd like to meet her. She's one of those...
Yeah.
She's one of those people that looks like she's great crack and she's a total toff at the same time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She looks like she's brilliant. She's
very
like...
Very entertaining. Yeah.
Shall we just not do the show at all and get absolutely... hammered underneath the basement. Yes, I'm absolutely into that idea.
On all fronts.
I think we should go out with the butlers tonight. You know, she's great. I really like her. I gotta say that he's so fair age now, though.
And by the way, is he still alive, is he?
He must, if he's on your list, I think.
Yeah.
Everyone in your list ends up being alive, even though we thought they mightn't be.
Yeah. Anyway. Let's assume he is.
I was going to Google him, but then I'd see his age. Right, I'm going to say he's 83.
No, oh, my God, not bad. 84.
Ah, no.
84. Right, another oldie for you. Not quite as old as that, mind you. One half of Simon and Garfunkel. The Garfunkel side.
The mad side.
Art Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's mad.
The man of the very... He is a bit...
He's a bit mad. He was playing in Vicar Street years ago, and he was doing a sound check and all. And he was up doing a sound check, and... He's very demanding, though. There's a bit diva thing going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would do the
soundcheck. They had a mad falling out, didn't they, for years?
Years, yeah. But he does a soundcheck and he goes, whatever his song is. And then
he's
burning like desire to kill Paul Simon. You know, and then he does the thing. And he finished the song and he went, and his son, who was working with him, came up and starts massaging his throat. On the stage.
Oh my God.
It's all very odd now.
Yeah.
It was all very odd.
Very odd.
It was.
Yeah. We won't be looking for an interviewer.
If you look more, he looks more like a scientist than a musician.
He does, doesn't he? If you put a white coat on that man, you'd absolutely believe that he invented Disprin or something.
Yeah, he would. Yeah. Disprin. He looks like a scientist from an ad about science.
Yeah, exactly, he does.
He's like 72.
Nah, 78.
Right.
78. And then the last one for you, I tell you what, have this with my compliments. Bryan Adams is celebrating a significant birthday today. The old Groover from Vancouver.
The Groover from Vancouver. He can only be 60 today, though.
He is 60.
Yeah,
absolutely 60. Well done,
cranky,
you.
I know that cranky old whore by all accounts. Well, so you told me that, did you not?
What?
That you interviewed
sure
him.
I never met him.
All right. I don't know who I'm thinking of.
I've never encountered Bryan Adams in my life.
Did you not tell me that she interviewed him when he was real cranky, no?
Bryan Adams?
Yeah.
No.
Who was that? Alan Shearer, then? They look a bit alike, don't they?
What's a footballer and one's a Canadian rock legend?
Yeah, what's the point you're making?
Thanks, Tara. 6:34, how are you on this Tuesday?
Morning.
Guy Fawkes and all that.
Oh, yeah. Didn't think of that. We don't really do that.
We don't
do
that. Well, it's funny that in Ireland you don't really celebrate the burning of a Catholic.
Yeah, exactly.
No, odd, all right.
Yeah, odd. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie? What's that movie about it? You know the movie that...
V for Vendetta.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, it's really based on the whole thing. Yeah, it is a good movie.
I like that, it's a great movie. That's my only memory of Guy Fawkes.
Okay, never saw it. I was going to say, there's nothing as boring as listening to other people talk about a movie that you've never seen.
Give Jim a break.
Jim's only seen five movies.
What's this with the sympathy for Jim this morning? He never goes out, he never does anything, he never takes a day off.
Yeah, the sympathy is well deserved, thank you very much. I noticed there wasn't any coming from you, Tara.
What's this? Shoddily taking a day off with very little notice. At least I give a bit of notice. I can't believe this.
I actually, I'm
getting lectured on taking a day off.
I'm getting indigestion.
From temporary
Tara.
Oh my God.
I don't like being on anyone's side. But Jim, I'm with you.
Notice. At least I give notice, Jim.
I gave notice. I mean, I must have given it almost 12 hours. Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way, right on time from Black Box. Just ahead of that, your Get Up and Go song on this Tuesday, 5th of November. Good to have you along, folks, as always. Of course, thanks for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Loads going on, I'm assuming, today, PJ?
Loads going on, yeah. I tell you something, it's been an unusual week when it comes to news and sort of stuff going on. There's really not a lot. I suppose that's good news. You get so sick of the
Brexit.
I didn't even want to say it. I stopped myself in the middle of it because thankfully it's gone quiet for a little while.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then, of course, there's the old poo in the water thing is back again. The boiled water notice.
Is Mike affected by that? Yeah, Michael, are you affected by that, Jim?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Leak Slip Way is where, Lucan or whatever he is now, isn't he?
Yeah, Lucan, yeah. So we're all affected. And then I think Tara's neck of the wood is affected.
Yeah, North County. That was last week. It might be back again this week.
Yeah, so I have notices up in my taps because last time I gave the kids a load of water and forgot.
Right.
So this time I put a little note on the tap. Yeah. Do not drink.
Full of shit.
Yeah.
And by the way, for those people with dogs, you have to boil your water even if you're giving dogs water now as well. Just as an aside. Yeah. Some people think that because dogs are... they like the smell of poo, you know.
They're rolling around in it and all that.
And sniffing bottoms that they think is no problem. But you actually need to boil it if you're giving it to the dogs as well, yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, fair enough.
So there you go.
Right, so the boiled water thing is on the go as well. Right, but I was talking more about maybe the show. Is there anything on the show that you want to kind of, you know, just obviously with you having been here yesterday and, you know.
What do you mean? Like, what is there anything like, in particular I want to talk about?
Well, just how things went. Things like, for example, I don't know, breakfast table quiz, you know, hippies, or any, you know, preparation that you would have done for, you know, today.
Yeah.
You would have done a lot of preparation, I'm assuming.
Jim, I might take over here if you don't mind.
Right.
So, 10 is the score to beat.
There
he is.
€510.
He woke up.
On the hit bit. I don't see why any of it's relevant.
Just, you know, as a little menu for what might be ahead, you know. Right, prizes and things and...
Yeah, there's a fella called Mick D is trying to do Christmas too early. Yeah. Grant. Yeah.
Too early. Lovely. Yeah. Right. Oh, well done.
Okay.
There was a number of...
I didn't realise he was queuing me up.
The Lionel tickets, Lionel Richie tickets.
Yeah, we've Lionel Richie tickets to give away.
Oh, right.
We're playing a game where... What is it? You hear his name or something?
Who's on the Lionel?
Who's on the Lionel?
Yeah. That's great. Well done, man. That was a fair play to you.
Yeah.
It's great the way you hold this place together.
Mike, will you tell him I'm not talking to him until 7 o'clock?
Anastasia, I'm out of love. Tainted Love from Soft Cell just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 5th of November. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. As PJ quite rightly pointed out there, gave us a quick menu for the day. Lots of great stuff going on. Lots of money on the way after 7 o'clock. In fact, not just the hit bit with €510. It is early days or whatever. ClassicHits.ie if you want to check it out. But it's only officially, really, I suppose you could call it day two.
It is day two. It's day two for us, when it comes to the new hit bit. Brand new hit bit.
But even apart from that, right, apart from that, there could be absolute fortunes out there for the taking.
Could be.
If you've the right sort of a name.
If you've the right kind of surname.
Right.
You have a 425 to 1... That's really bad maths. Shot at becoming a millionaire.
We'll tell you after 7. Yeah, Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman here at Classic Hits. Almost 7:10. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us. Actually, Joseph, then maybe we need to have a look at our names.
How do you mean now?
Not the PJ and Jim bit, but the Gallagher and McKay bit.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows, PJ?
Well, now...
I mean, Gallagher has a bit of a Scottish bang off it, doesn't it?
It's all Donegal. Right. Yeah, I know there's a lot between the... The north of our country there and, you know, Scotland has a lot of links, but unfortunately Gallagher doesn't count.
Yeah.
Well,
and I don't think...
Fortunately, normally, but unfortunately in this case... McCabe, though, is that not got a bit of Scottish?
No, I see. I remember somebody was in... I think Yvonne was on a holiday there once and she went looking for a McCabe... tartan.
Yeah.
And it didn't exist.
Right.
So I don't think there's any real hope.
So where's McCabe from then? What part of the country?
I think it's actually kind of Cavan neck of the
woods.
Is
it, yeah?
Yeah.
You've the look of a border jumper off now, right, yeah?
Yeah. But I tell you, It may be worth having a look at your own name and see if there's any, if there's air a bit of Scottish heritage to you, because...
Tell you, especially if it's a more unusual type of Scottish name, right?
Yeah.
Because if you've got an unusual Scottish surname, and they are unusual, some of these, you could be in line to claim there's 425 empty estates across the Highlands of Scotland, right?
Yeah, now when we're talking estates, we're talking those big, like, Downton Abbey jobs, are we?
Yeah, now, okay, grant, a lot of them are wrecked. And
right.
They come with preservation orders, but they're worth hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Right, so 370,000 is like the average sort of worth of these places. 370,000 sterling pounds. Scottish pounds. The Scottish punts.
You could claim
which is sterling,
it.
Huh?
You could claim it.
You could claim it, yeah.
As the rightful owner.
Because nobody has it, right? So here's how it works, right? When a person dies in Scotland and they don't leave a will, right? Any unclaimed assets that they have, they go to the Crown.
Funny coincidence.
Right, and they're placed in the care. So the Office of the Queen's and Lord Treasurer's Remembrancer. That's what it's called, right? Remembrancer. I can't say remember. I actually can't say it. You know what I'm trying to say?
No.
Remember answer. That's the word I'm trying to say.
Remember answer?
Yeah, but I'm saying remembrancer. I can't say it the proper way.
Remember answer.
Yeah, remembrancer, yeah. So it goes
that's
to him.
That's the thing, is it?
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah. So they hold on to us, right? And then if nobody comes claiming, if nobody comes looking,
yeah.
Then the estates, they eventually go back to the Crown if no kin are identified, right? Mm. So they're on the lookout in Scotland for people who own these 425 estates and don't know it.
You
have the rightful heir to these estates.
So what sort of, is there any sort of examples of names?
Well, if your name is, if out there listening to us now, there's a Hunnable.
Hunnable?
Or a Malone Philbin. A Raub. Do you know what I mean?
Right, so yeah, so, right. We were getting a bit ambitious with Gallagher and McCabe, were we?
If there's a Wiley, a Chisholm.
They're not that Wiley.
Well, they're getting less unusual as we go along. A Wiley, a Chisholm. A Gadger and a Stelfox.
Well, yeah. That, you know, they actually sound like something out of Bloomin' Game of Thrones.
They do. Oh, you'd wonder now if there's a fella in Cork going, my name is Alistair Galfox. Stelfox. I can't believe it. I knew it. Everybody's talking about me. Yeah. And they're going, you're going to be a millionaire, love. So they go.
What's the Humbler, lad? What was that first one?
What was the first one I gave you? Hunnable.
Hunnable.
But here's the more... there's two that I think there is going to be a few of.
Right.
Carlin. It's not too unusual.
Carlin, yeah.
Carlin and Cochrane. Those are the two.
Ah, Cochrane. Sure, they're 10 a penny, aren't they?
You would think there's more of them.
Yeah.
You would think there's more of them. But there's a whole list of these names. So I get onto the old Google and be looking at the old... you know, unclaimed Scottish estates.
And who do you have to go to and say, sorry, I believe you're holding onto an estate that's mine?
I guess you'd have to just start Googling unclaimed Scottish estates that the Crown are going to rob if we don't get me strokers on it handy enough. You'd have to Google that.
Imagine finding out that, though. Although, as you say, be just sure, look, you'd find out that you got one and it would be, yeah, you know, the one you got is actually, yeah, to be honest with you, it fell down last year and... It was, you know.
Yeah, and the brick hit a fella on the head and he's actually putting a claim in against you.
Against
I'm going, oh, for Jesus' sake.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're there going, are you serious? Yeah, yeah, literally, fell over last week. Says this, he couldn't believe there was no one to sue. He was going to sue the state, but now you're here. He's going to have a go with you instead. I hope you had it insured. I didn't even know it was mine. How will I have it insured?
That'll be just their luck.
Yeah, there you go. So, but I tell you something, if you've any kind of name from over yonder, from over in Britain at all, it's worth having a look. Because it turns out in Wales and England, there's still 8,000 unclaimed estates. 8,000! And then you add on the 425 in Scotland. So if you have a British sort of name at all,
yeah.
Go looking, go digging. There could be a little small fortune over there sort of waiting to be gifted to you.
Yeah. Did you say the average was 370,000?
370,000, yeah.
That's it's kind of incredible, though, when you think that there's an estate, as in, like, you know, a traditional house.
Mansions and castles. Yeah.
And acreage.
Yeah.
And... they're all cheaper than an average gaff in Dublin.
Gaff? Can't get an apartment around my way for that.
Yeah, big movie classic, of course. Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes. I've had the time of my life here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. A couple of people have spotted that there may be hope for you, PJ, in claiming one of these massive estates.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because Laura has pointed out, somebody else noticed it as well. Did you say Chisholm was one of the names?
Yes, Chisholm, yeah.
Like Mel C.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Right, so you know the way you had the hots for Mel C, right? Remember you had the, you maybe you confessed to having the hots for MLC once upon a time.
Oh, jeez, that was the most embarrassing thing I've ever done.
What happens if you were just to rekindle that? You know what I mean?
It was never kindled in the first place.
You'd be entitled to half.
Making someone feel awkward is not the start of a. That's not how you kindle something. Oh my God. Now I'm actually going to go red sitting here again. Thinking about it.
Budgie and Fox Rock maintains, I might be in with a shout. He says McCabe is a Galloglass name that originally came from Scotland as mercenaries in the 15th century, according to Budgie and Fox Rock.
Oh, you never know then. You never know.
You may have to have a dig around.
You might have to have a route around the old Scottish ancestry sites. Mm. Find out if
I could ever find out where I am, actually. We've got to go back to that ancestry.com thing and sort that out once and for all.
I know. Your blood was so weird it broke the system. Isn't that what happened?
They said it was... I don't know what they said it was. They said they couldn't get a... I can't remember what it was that messed it up.
I bet you had it. You had a sausage roll or something before did you...
Yeah. No, what was it?
Your saliva. They couldn't recognise the saliva, essentially.
There was something... They weren't sure what they were like. Say someone said, is this actually from a human, I think they said, was it?
Yeah, that was it. They had to get you to spit again. That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get that spit again to find out where I'm from.
Yeah.
Because you ended up Roscommon, didn't you?
Glamour, yeah, I know. Don't lose the run of yourself there. Yeah. Don't get too excited
Do you know, Mike? Do you know where you're originally from?
No, I don't, actually. I'd probably rather not know, to be honest with you.
Right.
Yeah. Probably all safer.
You never know. He'd be the one. He'd end up being a little lord.
That'd be typical, Mike.
He would end up being a little lord.
Little Lord Fauntleroy, he'd be there.
You're not going to believe it, lad.
The Right Honourable Hogan.
Yeah. He'd come in with a golden pipe and a haggis on. Don't bother you. Nothing. Classic
hits. That's the birthday boy, Brian Adams, celebrating his birthday today. The Groover from Vancouver, as he became nicknamed, 60 he is today. One of the birthdays PJ got right today, on the old celeb birthdays.
Yeah, yeah, one off. A couple off the post today, I'm not bad.
You were close today, yeah. Brian Adams. Not to be confused with Alan Shearer.
You can see the similarities, right?
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously. Tune footballing legend.
Yeah.
Canadian rock legend. Obvious.
Rock and roll is to Canada what football is to Newcastlers.
Absolutely. You know? You're dead right. Dead right, buddy. Right now, somebody else is, speaking of legendary status, somebody else who's on their way to Ireland very, very soon is none other than the belled Lionel Richie.
Yeah, the belled Lionel Richie, our man. He's a real big favourite of this show anyway, that's for sure, and this station. Yeah. And of course, he's coming to Dublin. And not only is he coming to Dublin, we have tickets to give you for his show.
We do. Let me just tell you exactly when the show is happening, right? It's happening on the 6th of June of 2020.
Jim, why do they do that nowadays? I will say, I mean, I love Lionel Richie and all.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a wait, like, do you know what I mean? Over 6 months.
Sure, that's to be honest with you, that's actually kind of less than... Sometimes you get stuff a year in
advance. You get these dads. Wait, you see, now we're within a hair's breadth of it all.
Yeah.
Where tickets go on sale for Christmas to go to a show for June. In 2021.
Yeah.
Where, you see the first jackass is coming out with that one. Elton John and all them lads, they're pulling that off. Yeah, the sneaky, sniggly snakes.
So it's happening at St. Anne's Park in Dublin on the 6th of June 2020. It is the Hello Tour 2020. Tickets officially going on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. But we have a pair for you to win every day.
Every day this week we've a pair of Lionel Richie tickets. And all you've got to do is tell us
Who's
on the Lionel.
That's what it's
who's
all
on
about.
The Lionel. What
so, have a listen to this, right? And it should hopefully become very obvious who Lionel is phoning. And then once you've have it spotted, you need to give us your answer and your name and details. Get it on the old WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Right, you ready for this?
Ready for this.
Right, here we go.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who is this?
Is it me you're looking for?
Yeah, then what is it you do?
I sometimes see you pass outside my door.
Just tell me who you are.
Hello.
I've had enough of this game.
Is it me you're looking for?
Nice try, pal. Go to hell.
I tell you, not that,
that
easy.
That is hard, aren't
not them? That easy.
I imagined.
Now, obviously, I mean, obviously, the person is genuinely on the phone, right?
They are. Oh, there's loads of people getting it right, though.
Have they got it right?
Yeah.
Well, then that's grand. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, there's people getting
that was kind of tough.
I would never have got it now. Only I'm reading this. I'm literally reading the answers.
Yeah.
I would never have got it right.
Right.
But there is a good... I'd love some people saying it's... Brian McFadden. I don't even know where that came from. But it's definitely not him. No. But a lot of people. Oh, look, right, okay, a lot of people know the movie, right?
Right, well, we don't need to play it again, so.
You don't have to. But I tell you something that is definitely harder than I imagined it was going to be.
Yeah, me too.
I love the way Lionel answering them back. That's exactly what Lionel would be like in real life, isn't it? What's wrong with you? Yeah. Isn't me you're looking for? I'm too smooth to talk to you. I saw him before live. It's absolutely amazing, the show he puts on.
You've seen Lionel Richie.
I saw him here, yeah.
I would never have assumed you were a Lionel Richie concert goer.
Are you out of your mind? Yeah. Tell you something. I saw Lionel Richie live and I saw Stevie Wonder live. And Lionel put Stevie in the Halfpenny Place.
Wow.
The Halfpenny Place.
So there you go. High praise indeed. Something. If you want to be there, St. Anne's Park in Dublin, Saturday, 6th of June, 2020. Tickets going on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. But of course, tell us who Lionel... Or who was on the Lionel with Lionel there?
Yeah, it wasn't Stevie Wonder.
It wasn't Stevie Wonder.
It wasn't, two 80s legends. No, and it wasn't Brian McFadden. So tell us who that was. Like you just said, 087 Wonder, but 8008, we'll give you the tickets.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. There you go, the Hitbit, and it is €510 this morning, the all-new, brand-new Hitbit, so it is, which sounds exactly like this. There you go. I tell you something, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
But the more I hear it, the more it sort of sends me up the road that it is definitely Bon Jovi. So there you go. What do you reckon?
You know, it's, I mean, look, who am I to say, because I genuinely don't know. I'm just saying, you have always guessed Bon Jovi, and so far it's never been Bon Jovi. That's, you know. Now, I know that can work both ways.
Do you do the same lotto numbers every time you go to the lotto?
No, I only do quick picks.
Well, you should. Hate when I get snared with my own rubbish. So there you go. That is that's what it is. You know what to do. It's £510. And the first on the line this morning is going to be Anne Murphy in Kildare. How are you, Anne?
How's it going?
I'm not bad at all, Anne. How are you getting on?
Good.
Yeah, good. What are you up to? What are your plans for the day ahead?
Usual. Every single day.
What's that
kids
now?
Kids to school, clean the house.
Oh, yeah, you see.
You clean the house every day.
Poor Anne's work is never done.
Do you clean the house every day?
Ah, you see, well, there was kids in it. Of course, it had to be cleaned every day.
It's not a thing, it is.
They wreck everything. They actually wreck everything.
Yeah. I know, I was a kid once myself, and I kept people busy. You know, I still remember.
You still do.
I can actually imagine it.
Yeah. He still does keep people busy, Anne.
Right, Anne, what do you think it is? We'll try and give you the £510.
Yeah, Eminem,
The Real Slim Shady. Right, so, Real Slim Shady. Mike!
Anne, imagine what you could do with that cash. Imagine your reaction if you won the cash. I mean, you'd lose yourself in the moment.
I know. Have you gone to Disneyland?
Okay.
On my own.
Anne, I just gave a pun there.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I think it slipped by there unnoticed.
Yeah.
So I take it it's wrong, Michael.
Sorry, lads, it is wrong.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that, Anne.
Ah, well, Anne, keep at us. Have a good day. Right, take care of yourself. Cheers,
take care, Anne. Thanks to me for having a go. Right, so Alan is in Galway. How are you, Alan?
How are things?
Not bad at all, Alan. How are you today?
Good, good. Not
about it. Yeah, what's the crack with you? Any plans? What are you up to?
Just on the way in the door to work now.
Right, so, you're just in the door, are you?
Just outside, just on the way in.
Would you like us to keep you talking for about a half an hour or so, you know, kill a bit of time?
Yeah, just to make you late.
Yeah, that's it.
Go ahead.
Mind now, go home again. So,
go ahead. So, what do you think it is, Alan?
House of Pain, Jump Around.
Jump Around. Oh my God, that I haven't heard of that for a long time.
Yeah. Good shout.
Speaking of reactions, I mean, imagine how high you jump if you won this £510. Like you jump. Jump, jump, jump up and get down.
I will, Alan. Alan, it's his first day back at the puns, so we can't be too
hard. I have a plan,
lads.
I have a plan.
We're giving that one.
We're going to make them so bad, I'll never have to do them again.
Right, I'm afraid, Alan. It's an for you.
No worries.
Have a good day, man. Take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye bye. I don't know whether the air in that studio or lack of air in that studio is actually doing him any good at all.
Again, it is his first day back doing the puns. You know what I mean? He did try and get out of it yesterday as well.
Do we know if, is he all right in there?
I don't know.
He's in a new box. He's doing very strange things.
I don't even think he's laughing at what he heard.
No, he's not even listening to
us. He thinks the mic's turned off.
That's Literally, he's like that in there on his own all the time.
It's a bit about the falling of the making of the Joker.
It's like watching a man falling apart. Comic Chameleon from Culture Club here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 10 past 8 on this Tuesday morning to you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Tuesday, November 5th. 087-188-0008 as always on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. But of course, yep, that's what dominates, of course, at the moment, is and rightly so.
Unbelievable. Oh, there's the presenter.
It's the Late Late Show. And here is your host, Gay Byrne.
Different times, different television, different world,
incredible,
different decades, all of it. I have to say, Gay Byrne, he died yesterday, overlooking Dublin Bay, his beloved Dublin Bay, apparently, and what a loss. What an unbelievable loss.
Like, obviously, all of the papers, naturally enough, front pages, all feature his picture, and there's been a huge outpouring from the great and the good. About with tributes and all that sort of stuff, and rightly so. I mean, that's about
the soundtrack to our lives.
Absolutely, I mean, it's as big as it gets.
The soundtrack to our lives. Growing up, it was always. I don't think people who are in their maybe even in their 30s now can fully appreciate how important Saturday Night Late Late Show was for Ireland in the 70s and in the 80s.
And as you were saying earlier on, this. I mean, straight away, that takes you to a time and a place.
It really does.
That brings me back to school.
Time travel for me. That is literally time travel. That was it. Getting up every morning and hearing that.
That's incredible.
Listening, we're talking in the car and me dad going, will you shut up? Listening to Gable.
It's such an amazing, and while, iconic.
He was doing things that, I mean, he was doing things long before anybody else. He was breaking down boundaries. Like, when you think about how he was upsetting people, like, it was literally priests on the pulpit week after week destroying them, calling them this child of Satan and that communist dirt and all this. He was putting up with all of that on one side.
Way
and
back.
On the other side, he was being called a Christian conservative lunatic.
Mm.
So he was completely impossible to ignore, but gave voices to people who would never, ever have had them.
But also just the breadth of, there's some great broadcasters who can do things in certain areas, certain genres. You know, you can get people who are great in entertainment. You can get people who are great political broadcasters. You can get, you know what I mean? They get sectioned.
Yeah.
But he could actually do the entire range. You
know
what I mean?
That's like, very true,
Like hanging out with Dustin 1 minute and knocking the crack out of it. And as you say then, something really heavy duty that was like a social ill or a... you know, unearthing a dark side of society, or what I mean?
And an incredible ability.
And did them both brilliantly.
Yeah. And an amazing ability to make everything okay. That's what I always remember about him.
Yeah.
Something could go wrong on the show, drastically wrong sometimes. Like, you talk to presenters now even, and they're always afraid of, what if something goes wrong on air and you look like an idiot? Things went wrong on air all the time for him. This was the ultimate in the live days. Live radio, live TV, constantly, over and over again for decades.
And not just like constantly went hours wrong. Of live.
Yeah, and constantly went wrong, and he would constantly be able to just turn around and make everything okay. And that is the best, that's the biggest gift, I think, of any presenter.
When did you meet him, or how often did you meet him?
I only met him once. I met him once after we just won the IFTA for Best Entertainment for Naked Camera years and years ago.
Yeah.
And he was walking through RTE afterwards. I was in, I can't remember what I was in, stealing a shirt for some chat show or something off wardrobe. I can't remember. And I bumped into him and he just came up to, he just goes, hello, you're doing great. Well done.
That must
well
have been amazing,
done.
Wasn't it?
And that was the only time I ever met him.
Acknowledged by Gable.
And I was absolutely delighted. I was over the moon. I was walking on air, to be honest with you. I was like walking on air. It was like you met a really gorgeous young one and she said you weren't a bad halfwit. You know, like it was an amazing moment because it was such the significance of the man and him being so important and him being who he is. And in fairness,
the most
are
important.
Any of us not influenced by him now? Is there anyone in Ireland who hasn't learned something from him?
No.
That's in this business? I don't think so.
No, impossible. Yeah, no, I interviewed him once when he was starting the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
But I had met him years previously or whatever because he used to work with his, briefly with his daughter, Crona, when I was in the music kind of end of things. And I'd met him at a launch or something like that, but... Other than that, I can't claim to have known the man particularly well or anything like that. But
yeah, I know.
But as you say, impossible not to have been influenced, not to have been... Just...
Can't.
I mean...
Can't have done it.
I don't know if, like... I don't know if the death of a president or of whatever would... would, you know what I mean? In terms,
sure, we've
in
had
terms
loads
of
imp- presidents,
that's
time.
What I'm saying. It's, the impact is just... it wouldn't be on the same level.
Let me tell you, I noticed something this morning. There's a lot of people, right, put up pictures of themselves, not with the actual Gayborn, but with the bust of Gayborn that is out in RTE today.
Yeah,
lots of people
did, right?
Did
I didn't see that, yeah.
So it says a lot about the man, right? You go out to RTE, you're not out there for no reason. You're either you're meeting one of their stars, or some of their stars, or you're on one of their shows. Now, if you're going out to RTE today, and it's 20 years after he's done his last Late Late Show, and you're walking around, and you don't get a picture with any of those people, but you get a picture with the statue of Gayborn.
Yeah.
It says an awful lot about the man.
To be
because that's more important, and that's the legacy. Yeah. And everyone that came after him, honestly, is kind of a pretender.
Yeah.
And like, we all learn so much.
That's the thing,
that is huge significance. It was like Mike said earlier, and I think he really summed it up perfectly. He bridged the gap of generations, like nobody ever will again.
Yeah.
The 70s and the 80s, Ireland was a very different world. And now the world that we're living in is so completely different. And he actually managed to bridge that gap by making us talk to each other. And that's a huge thing.
Because, I mean, as you say, we were kids listening to him.
Kids?
You know what I mean?
We'd be going to primary school listening to Dick Gabriel and going, "Da, seriously, we need to hear this." You know? Like, it's incredible, really.
Yeah.
You're watching the Late Late Show, and one day, your dad's watching it because it's all about the Catholic Church and maybe they're going to be selling Johnny's down the road, the Lord and bless us and save us.
Yeah.
And the following week, I'm there, "Dad, seriously, they're reviewing the He-Man statues. I need to know." Like, it was literally,
it was all encompassing.
Significance was unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely right. It's fair to say, never will you see this like again, that's for sure.
Never again. So, and, rest in peace, Gabriel. And thoughts to your family now today. I'm sure it's going to be it's going to be a rough time for you. But thoughts to
you. And of course,
all.
The special tributes tonight. The Late Late Show tribute. I think Mike said 9:30.
Yeah.
9:30 on
my sister working on that, on the wardrobe end of that, so she'll have a real insight onto that too. But
I'm sure that'll be absolutely. I don't know what the viewing figures will be. Through the roof.
Get your
Kleenex. Like you've never seen before.
Yeah, get your tissues out for that one. And you can imagine the names and faces they're going to have on that.
As I say, the great and the good.
As big as they come. Stephen Fry posting a great post about him this morning as well.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's incredible.
The greatest ever.
Gayborn.
In any country.
Gayborn, R.I.P. So was it actually released, Mike?
Yeah, it was. And I had the single as well.
You had a single?
Yeah, I had the single of that.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I did. It was a yellow cover with a black and white Gayborn on it. And it was deadly. I loved it. I thought it was a great little remix.
And when was it released? Like, when was it done?
Oh, you're talking, I suppose, in around 2002, 2003, I would think.
Right.
In around that time, yeah.
Unusual or something, isn't it? You expect to see Tuberty wearing a backwards baseball cap doing breakdancing to it or something.
Wow.
It's unusual.
Good stuff. Good find, Michael. Good find. Did you ever meet him, by the way, Mike?
No, I only spoke to him on the phone once. And he was a gentleman. It was to set up an interview with him.
Yeah.
And he was very gracious in saying, like, "Thanks a million for thinking of me. And I really appreciate it. And thank you so much." And I was like, "What?
Yeah.
Are you serious? You're Gayborn."
Yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah, but a gentleman, yeah.
There you go. Cool. And of course, one of the victims of what, probably the best Irish hidden camera prank of all time.
Yeah,
with
Michael
Murphy. Yeah,
so
that was the
good.
French tourist one.
Yeah. That's the only time he ever lost his temper ever. By the way, when it comes down to being on air or anything, apparently he never lost his temper. So that was the one time he kind.
Unless it was kind of he did. He ripped up a statement once from some bishop or something
On air.
On air and threw it into the air because he was like, you know. I certainly will be reading out statements from. I can't remember what it was, but
like when Pat Kenny ripped up the Toy Show tickets. Remember that? Absolutely driving me mad.
Anyway, good find, Mike. That's Robert Parkins. He did a remix. I mean, that just goes to show how big something is when you can do a, you know, release the theme tune as a song. You know. Anyway, look, we need to give a winner out. Miles Wickham in Kildare, well done. He's the winner of our Lionel Richie tickets today. He spotted that it was Colin Farrell. Who was on the Lionel?
It was, and a fair play to everyone that got that right, which is an awful, awful lot of you, because I never would have got it in a million years. I thought it was really tough, but you got the tickets, and I can guarantee you, haven't been to the Lionel gig before, you're going to have an amazing night.
Yeah, it's the 6th of June, 2020. Tickets only officially going on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. We have a pair for you to win every day on the show this week. Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth. Here are classic hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, 20 to 9. If you want to get involved in our breakfast table quiz, 087-188-0008, just let us know that you fancy a play. And if you can get that score of 11, top of the leaderboard, you'll go. Let me see. Michelle's been on to say, "Lads, bad accident on the M18. At exit 13, Ennis Motorway closed off at Ennis exit, heading south. Complete standstill, multiple units of the fire brigade and ambulance.
Oh dear.
Backed up from Newmarket on Fergus.
Right, God. That's bad. Stay away from the area, I suppose, if you can. Hopefully everybody's all right.
Yeah, so that's M18 at exit 13. Ennis Motorway closed off at Ennis exit heading south. Michelle, thanks a million for that. By the way, can I just say hello to somebody? There's a lad called Dara Henry, right?
Yeah.
And I met him last week at the Finglas Fright Night.
Oh, very good, yeah.
And he's a big fan of the show. And he loves the breakfast table quiz, which is on the way very shortly. So I said I'd give him a shout out on Monday. But some of you may have noticed
you were a little dizzy, it's safe to say. You weren't yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dara Henry.
From what I heard, he was screaming in agony almost, begging for mercy yesterday.
Anyway, Dara Henry, good morning to you. Thanks a million for listening.
Good morning, Dara. Hopefully it's not too late. I would like to assure you that Jim feels a lot better anyway.
I do feel a lot better than I did yesterday. I'll tell you something. That is...
I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
Yeah.
There, you get to a stage where being out late and indulging in fizzies ends up... It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. What happens to you? It's like someone's turned you inside out. And wrapped you in glue or so. I don't know how to describe it.
You know
it.
Way when you can't get... you can't get release from it at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Trapped in yourself.
If you lie down, don't feel right. If you sit down, you don't feel right. If you stand up, you certainly don't feel right.
Yeah. And you're trying all the positions.
It's not good.
For hours.
I say down with that sort of thing, that sort of carry on and
it's
all
that. It's a gross injustice that a price needs to be paid for having such a good time, isn't it?
Yeah. And while I think of it, actually, officially, congratulations to the members of Ontoker GAA in Roundwood. Of course, they were the cause of it all, going off and winning the Junior A Championship such as they did. And, you know, creating the momentous occasion that it was that forced me.
It's brilliant. I have to say, it's so rare that Jim ever takes a day off. And then when you get a picture of Jim and he's literally supping some sort of fluid out
of a cup. That's the thing is, well, you know that stuff that goes into cups, right? Tea now.
Yeah.
That goes in.
I think I know.
Is that left up to somebody just...
I think it's just
whoever
is at hand and whoever wants to put whatever they have in their hand into it is the way it works, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I think that's all it is.
In fairness, it did taste lovely.
Of course it did, yeah. You used to taste of sweet victory, Jim.
That's it.
The taste mixed with fizzies. Mm. It's unbelievable, yeah. And mixed with celebration.
And it all went very, very
And then it
wrong.
All went very wrong.
Very quickly.
And good for you. But at the same time, it's not fair either. I know. We
it's
all
a strange thing the way you're, you know.
Oh, look, it used to be a million. Remember the days when you could go out and you could do you could do 2 weeks of it and come home after being mad for 2 weeks on a holiday and sit down and you'd be back and work the next morning and not a bother on you.
It's one of the
Now you get, it's like you've been flogged publicly for a crime you didn't commit.
It's one of the great signals of age, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when you start, the biggest signal for age for me was, do you remember you'd go out with your mates like that and something like that would happen and you say, right, the lads, they're finished the match, they'll be back around 6, you go, right, they're going to have something to eat, we're all going to meet up around 9 or half 9, say we're going to meet at half 9, we're going to go out from there, right, and you go, great, can't wait. Now if someone says to me, do you want to go out tomorrow? Yeah, what time do you want to meet? I'm thinking about 9 or half 9. I was there at night.
Yeah,
you want to meet at the middle of the night?
Yeah,
I'm not meeting you at half 9 in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's true.
Are you joking?
It's true.
So what there'd be no one off the street. It's nothing to be open. Nothing to be open. You know, it becomes as an awful shock.
It does.
That people's lives begin when we're going to bed, like little Elphilus.
It's so true.
And then you hear people coming back from enjoying themselves at midnight and you're there, Jesus Christ, what's going on? It's like there's a riot out there. What's up? There's a war started or what's
Very
going
true.
On? I literally saw 3 people out and it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
When you start saying things like,
you know, what's wrong with you? Oh, I was out at the weekend. Yeah, but it's nearly the next weekend now.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, but still.
But you know yourself. I keep having nightmares now.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
with Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
All very festive on the breakfast table quiz this week. The chance to win an incredible Christmas decoration prize package worth €2,000 with thanks to McDee's Christmas Shop. If you love Christmas, you'll love McDee's Christmas Shop. And you can find them all over the place. They're located in Galway, they're in Athlone, they're in Ennis, they're in Loughrea. They're online, of course, at mcds.ie, okay? mcds.ie. And they've got free nationwide delivery. So even if you're not in any of the kind of locations of the physical stores, you can still shop online and get it delivered straight to your house. And by the way, it's celebrating the opening of their brand new store in the iconic Galway Crystal building. They've started their massive Christmas half-price sale this week.
So there you go.
Pretty
There's
cool.
literally no excuse anymore to avoid Christmas. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful?
Would you like to hear the prize, or are you okay?
I'm all right, but I have a funny feeling you're going to run through it.
No, it's fine. It's just it's a luxury 7.5-foot Christmas tree with all the tree decorations and lights. It's a premium train set for under the tree. That's very traditional. That's pretty cool, doesn't it? You must like the sound of that.
Chugga chugga choo choo, Jim.
An outdoor decorative Christmas reindeer, an outdoor decorative Christmas penguin, an outdoor decorative Christmas polar bear. And there's actually a lot more, but I'll just leave it there because we'll run out of time.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a big long list that he's only dying to read out. But there you go. Let's hope we never get to the end of it. So there you are. It's going to be 11 is what you need to beat. I'm all flustered now, thinking about some jolly jingler while hanging around the place. But it's going to be Sarah Dean in Galway who's going to have a go. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, PJ. How are you?
I'm all right, Sarah. I've had better days. I'm a little bit put out by Jim and his carry-on. But yeah, grand.
Tell you, Sarah, all I'm trying to do is to bring a little festive joy into the man's life.
I know, he needs it badly.
Yeah. Oh, do I?
There you go, you see.
You too, Sarah.
Everybody wishes you a lovely Fishmas joy.
A Fishmas? Fishmas joy!
I got stuck between festive and Christmas and ended up a Fishmas.
Now you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to, just to annoy people, when everyone's having turkey, I'm going to have a big Fishmas dinner. Fish fingers on toast. Right, so Sarah, we'll get stuck into this. How are you getting on? You ready to go?
Yep.
Good
ready
stuff.
Ready as I'll be.
Okay.
Right, well, so.
Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. The very best of luck, Sarah. Let's start now.
Who co-wrote the Band-Aid song, Do They Know It's Christmas, with Bob Geldof?
I don't know, Bono.
It was Midjour. Swiss modeller Marie Tussaud was famous for working with what material?
Wax.
What spirit is the base of a Mexican cocktail margarita?
Tequila.
South Korea and what other country hosted the World Cup in 2002?
Japan.
Which band had a 90s hit, Virtual Insanity and Cosmic Girl?
Jamiroquai.
The film Cool Runnings is based on the story of what country's bobsled
Jamaica.
Team? Which actor starred in the films Chinatown and A Few Good Men?
Jackie Chan.
It was Jack Nicholson. Which European football team lost the 1994 World Cup final on penalties?
France.
It was Italy. The word karma originates from what country?
India.
Springfield is the main town of what famous animated TV show?
Simpsons.
Which 2002 animated film starred a sloth called Sid, a woolly mammoth and a saber-tooth tiger?
Okay.
Which word can follow happy and witching to make a new expression?
Pass.
Hour. Which group had a hit in 1987 with the re-release of the 70s hit You Sexy Thing?
Right Said Fred.
It was Hot Chocolate. I tell you something, they're not too far away in style. But it was Hot Chocolate. It was Hot Chocolate.
Right, how did we do?
You were great.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in fairness.
Yeah, you weren't bad at all. Like, just a couple of sneaky ones tripped you up. And in fairness, a lot of those questions were fairly wordy too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was years and dates flying at you, so you were up against it a bit. But not a bad score, Sarah.
Not bad at all. Yeah, Sarah, well done. 8, not quite good enough this time, but very respectable. Indeed. Listen, thanks for playing. Have a cracking day.
Happy Christmas, TJ.
Hey!
Feck off, Sarah, will you?
Mr. Broken Wings here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, November 5th. It's, 23 minutes away from 10 o'clock. And as though the show wasn't Christmassy enough this week, with the breakfast table quiz prize being £2,000 worth of decorations and all that sort of stuff, believe it or not, PJ, there's more.
PJ and Jim's Head Elf with On Pust. Magical Christmas messages from your Scout Elf, delivered by On Pust.
Yeah, just when you thought it was safe.
Do you know something, right? As bitter and as grouchy and as grinchy and as absolutely twisted into a demented state I get over Christmas, I'm kind of excited about this.
Right.
I have to be honest, I'm kind of excited about this. Yeah, of course, it's chronically too early. But even a little part of me right now is...
Hold that thought.
There's a miniature grin somewhere in the darkness of my soul.
Yeah, hold that thought, because you may actually get to voice your concerns to a very important person. Because all I'm going to say is this. We're celebrating with On Post, okay? On Post's magical Elf on the Shelf stamp and postcard packs this week. And we're basically going to give your child the chance to speak to a head scout elf, right? So basically, the story behind this is we have a very special line arranged with the North Pole. So you can talk to the head scout elf. So this guy is the guy that kind of checks in on all the other elf on the shelves, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, this is the chap.
He's the main man. He's like their supervisor, like their boss.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he is the main man when it comes to kind of having the ear of Santa.
All things elf. So basically, all the elves on the shelf,
report back to
Santa. This guy is the guy that's going through the file. He's the guy who keeps the files together. This guy knows what's going on. So no matter who your child is, this guy knows what's happening.
Exactly.
All the reports that have been coming back, this guy knows the deal.
So if you want it to be your child, okay, we're going to do it on Friday. And we're going to do it on numerous Fridays between now and Christmas. But the idea is, if you want it to be your child, maybe you'll get the call back from our head scout elf. You just WhatsApp the word elf and then your name and details to 087-188-0008, and then hopefully our elf will be in touch, right? So WhatsApp elf to 087-188-0008, and as I say, hopefully we'll get it. Now, I'm hoping that we just as by way of kind of setting all of this up, I'm hoping that we've got the main man himself, the head scout elf.
Oh, he's on the phone now.
Hello.
Hello. Yes,
it is.
We got you loud and clear.
Is that PJ and Jim?
It is.
Jingle bells. How are you, boys?
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. You're
obviously very busy. Very busy, I assume.
Oh, extremely busy at the moment, lads. You know, as soon as November hits, it's all systems go. All the elves all around the country ready to go. Santa, of course, he's been going at it since last Christmas.
Since January, he never stops.
We have a little break, but yeah, we're ready to go.
Oh, well, brilliant. So listen, the idea is you're going to have a chat with... You're going to have a chat with some of the kids.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
And you're going to start on this Friday. You're around this Friday to do it, are you?
I'm going
to
be around this Friday. I'm very busy. I had to schedule this in amongst a very busy schedule. And then on Friday, I'll be back on with you. And what I want to do is, I want to have a chat with a couple of boys and girls from around the country.
Brilliant.
Right? Have a chat with them, let them know, because of course, as the head scout elf, I know everything, because all the other elves report back to me. And we'll just have a general chat and see how they're getting on.
You do have a certain form and like kind of, you know.
You think so?
I think you do sound like you sound very organised.
Well, I have a lot of people I need to, you know.
Yeah.
Look after and make could sure you, they're doing their
could
jobs.
Could you say something to my good friend Jay Gallagher here? He sometimes thinks that people get involved in Christmas a bit too early.
Outrageous, Jim. Absolutely outrageous. And listen, you didn't even need to tell me that, because I know absolutely everything. And I've heard him go on about not liking Christmas and blah, 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 blah. But let me tell you, Jim, most of the time when people go on about not liking Christmas, it's in fact the opposite. They secretly love it. And that's what I believe when it comes to PJ.
Well said. Well said, head
well,
elf.
Well, I don't know. Wait, I'm not going to go against the head elf.
No,
I'd
not.
Be terrified.
No,
to go.
You're not.
You don't get away lightly either. I know everything. And you were a bit belled now at the weekend. So don't you.
That was.
Don't you be coming across all innocent now.
That was a different thing, head elf.
Well,
a totally
I know
different
everything.
Thing.
That's the fact.
And head elf, in case you missed anything, I keep notes on him all year. So I'd be happy to impart them. Knowledge.
Thank you very much.
Right, so listen, that is... I suppose we better let you go and get busy again
for
a while.
I have to go. I have a meeting with Santa now in about a half an hour, so I've got to get sorted for that. And I have a few reports to take back from the other elves and lots to sort out. So have
great.
A good day, lads.
All right,
see
cheers.
You later. Thanks
good
for coming.
All together. Jingle bell, jingle bell.
I mean, it is hard not to like him.
It's
you know,
impossible
it is
not to
hard
like
not to like him.
I mean, that's it, you know. Now, if you'd like your child to get to speak to our head scout elf, all you got to do is get elf And your name and details onto the WhatsApp 087-188-0008. We're going to kick it off on Friday. We may check in with the head scout elf ahead of that just to make sure that everything's going still going according to plan. There's availability and everything.
To be honest, sort of I think we on. Should. He actually may be the tonic a bitter old grouch like me needs.
It might be enough to even bring you round,
yeah,
PJ.
You never know.
That would be incredible if that was possible. So that's what it's all about. And remember, we're celebrating on Post's magical Elf on the Shelf packs. They feature 6 postcards depicting the Christmas adventures of the much-loved Elf on the Shelf and 6 specially designed €1 stamps as well. You also get a magical Christmas message from your Scout Elf delivered by on Post. So you can check it out all out at post offices nationwide, of course, and at onpost.com/Christmas.
PJ and Jim's Head Elf with On Post. Magical Christmas messages from your Scout Elf. Delivered by On Post.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.